Mike Johnson's spending plan in peril as Republicans revolt against failure theater. By Sean Moran on September 10, 2024. A half dozen House Republicans across the ideological spectrum oppose Speaker Mike Johnson's RLA, stopgap spending plan, putting the plan in peril. Reps. Tim Burchett, RTN, Jim Banks, RN, Mike Rogers, RL, and Corey Mills, RFL, said they oppose Johnson's plan, which would keep spending levels roughly the same until March 28. They join Reps. Thomas Massey, RKY, and Matt Rosendale, RMount, who had already announced their opposition. Conservatives oppose these short-term spending hills on principle and have not been swayed by the inclusion of the SAVE Act, a bill that would require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Some defense hawks such as Rogers oppose the measure because it would allegedly have a negative impact on defense spending. If you're losing Mike Rogers and Jim Banks, a senior House GOP aide said. Mills said, I've never supported a CR. He noted that there are quite a few Republicans who are opposed to Johnson's plan. Mills also said, how can I continue these continuing resolutions? Knowing it's driving us into economic collapse, and trying to play politics with continuing resolutions for a policy writer that we know that we're not prepared to actually see the fight all the way through? Politico reported. Johnson could get a tiny bit more wiggle room if Democrats have absences. But he'll likely have some convincing to do if he hopes to pass the bill through the House, which many Republicans saw as an opening offer to the Senate. If it can't even clear the lower chamber, Democrats will feel even more emboldened to push through their plan. A more straightforward CR that kicks a shutdown deadline into mid-December, setting up another year-end spending fight. A broad swath of Republicans acknowledge that Congress will ultimately need to pass a clean short-term bill in order to avoid a shutdown starting on October 1. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats have vowed they won't support the House GOP plan. President Joe Biden has also threatened to veto it, should it somehow reach his desk. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said. Speaker Johnson is setting up a fake fight for the SAVE Act, which we already passed in July, to vote to extend the Biden/Harris budget. The American people are tired of being lied to. He needs to be honest with the American people about what he will and won't do on September 30. Conservatives like me actually care about reducing spending and using the power of the purse to do the right thing for the American people, Massey said on Monday. I refuse to be a thespian in the Speaker's failure theater. The six-month continuing resolution with the SAVE Act attached is an insult to Americans' intelligence. The CR doesn't cut spending, and the shiny object attached to it will be dropped like a hot potato before passage. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.